Good Monday morning, church, and it is my pleasure to be able to start this fresh week with you, first week of the month, and we're going to be beginning it in God's Word. We'll be looking at the 91st Psalm, and the Psalm expresses confidence in God's protection, particularly in times of danger. And those who are faithful are assured of God's unfailing presence. And again, this God's saving word for today is prayer. And the title of this passage of scripture is called God Our Protector. So let us begin. Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, "You are my defender and protector. You are my God. In you I trust." He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers, from all deadly diseases. He will cover you with his wings. You will be safe in his care. His faithfulness will protect and defend you. You need not fear any dangers at night, or sudden attacks during the day, or plagues that strike in the dark, or the evils that kill in daylight. 1,000 may fall beside you, 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed. You will look and see how the wicked are punished. You made the Lord your defender, the Most High your protector, and no disaster will strike you. No violence will come near your home. God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands to keep you from hurting your feet on the stones. You will trample down lions and snakes, fierce lions and poisonous snakes. God says, "I will save those who love me, and will protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. When they call to me, I will answer them. When they are in trouble, I will be with them. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life. I will save them." And today's key verse is Psalm 91:14. God says, "I will save those who love me, and protect those who acknowledge me as Lord." You know, as we read this verse, it would be neat to take the word "you" and replace it with the word "me" or "as I." And then you will get, like in verse 16, "I will love Dale with long life. I will save him." Up in verse 1, Dale goes to the Lord for safety and remains under the protection of the Almighty. So why don't you try taking that verse? You may want to look it up again at Psalm 91. And instead of "whoever" or "you" or whatever pronoun is there, go ahead and put your name in there, or the personal pronoun "I," "me," and read that verse again, because the result is just as true. That's the God's commitment that he has made to you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are my protector and defender. Whenever I'm in trouble, I know you are with me. You are my place of safety. In you, Lord God, I put my trust. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that concludes our Monday morning together. And we just encourage you to keep looking for God's hand of miracles in your life. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.